We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. Robin Cole joins us here on In Focus. She is the Executive Director of Pawnee Mental Health Services here in Manhattan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have you on again. How are things going in your world?
They're going well. Busy, but, you know, I would rather be busy if that means that people who need care are reaching out for it and receiving it. So that's a good thing.
Yeah. You know, I talked to a lot of individuals and, you know, obviously Zoom has become a thing here. How many Zoom calls per day does Robin Cole get on?
Oh, man. You know, some days that's all I do. it seems like about once a week I get on Zoom at 9 and I'm on Zoom till 5 and just have back-to-back meetings. I have a new sort of appreciation for my therapists who see, you know, who provide mental health treatment services by Zoom every hour on the hour throughout the day. I think that for folks who spend a big part of the day interacting with people through Zoom, they know exactly what I'm talking about. And that is that there's just a different level of intensity that comes about from being on Zoom. But having said all that too, it's also really easy to disengage when you're in a Zoom meeting, especially if you're not, you know, speaking or presenting. And so I'm not sure that Zoom is really an ideal way for us to conduct business over the long haul. Just because, you know, when you're in your office, there are other things that pop up on your computer, there are other distractions. And so it really requires a concerted effort to stay engaged with what's happening on your screen. So I think it's kind of a mixed bag.
Yeah, we were talking in the previous segment here a little bit about when people start going back to working in person. I know a lot of us maybe here in Manhattan are, but in the bigger cities especially, they're still working remotely. And we talked about kind of the challenges of kind of re-socializing with people. That may be a big challenge for a lot of workplaces going back to in-person stuff.
Yeah, I think it is going to be. And just yesterday I was on a Zoom call it was about 11 to 1 with a company that manages our electronic health record. And as a result of the pandemic, they made the decision that their company is going to be virtual. And so before the pandemic, they had a suite of offices that everybody came together in on a daily basis to do their job. And as a result of being sent home, especially on the front end of the pandemic, ownership just decided to leave people at home. So it's going to be really interesting to see what happens as we emerge from this. And I think probably the verdict is still out about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's going to be interesting to see how that all shifts here going forward. I know you got a lot going on at Pawnee Mental Health right now. I understand you have a new website. Is that right?
We do. And we've not unveiled it yet. But, you know, this year is our 65th anniversary. We were incorporated in Manhattan on November 19th of 1956 as the Riley County Mental Health Center. And that very first year of incorporation, we had one therapist who functioned as the therapist and the executive director, and he had one office at what was then Memorial Hospital on Sunset Avenue, which we now know as Lafine Health Center. And so we're kicking off a new website as sort of the first act of celebration of our 65th anniversary. And so we've been working on this for quite some time. We've known that we wanted to change up the way our website looked. And so the website will be open to the public and available on April 1st. Folks can go to the same URL. It's just pawnee.org. And we'll be starting today promoting that the website is coming. And then, of course, on the day that we actually launch it, there'll be some other news releases and communications just to let people know that that we've got this new website. And we'll be encouraging people, of course, to share it on their own social media as well. So I'm real excited about it. There's a lot of really fun features, exciting features on there. A lot more information than what is currently available on our website. Information about, you know, how to apply for jobs at Pawnee Mental Health, who the leadership of the organization is, both in terms of staff management and board. Information about coming events. You'll find information on there about activities and presentations, and if you want to give to support the mission of the organization, there's a way to do that on this new website as well. So it's really exciting. There's a lot of good things coming soon with our new website.
Very cool. Pawnee.org, that's the URL, so be looking for that here a week from today. April 1st is when that will go on. 65 years is a long time. If you think about what mental health looked like in 1956 and what it looks like today, boy, we've come quite a ways.
Boy, we sure have. And when you think about just the way in which services have also expanded, you know, we started in one county, in one office there on Sunset, and today we're in 10 counties with offices in every county. And, you know, we went from one employee to now over 250 employees. And I think that first year, the first therapist served a little under 100 patients. And now, you know, on average, we're serving around 7,000 people a year. So it's truly been incredible what's happened over the last 65 years. And so much has changed in the mental health system. And I do feel, just even in the years that I've been involved with community mental health, that there's been sort of a gradual recognition that, that mental health, mental wellness is something that affects all of us. I feel like people are more willing to talk about it than they once were. More willing to reach out for help than they once were. There continues to be some stigma, and I don't know. I think it's still going to take some time for us to totally get away from that. But I do feel like there has been a reduction in the amount of stigma attached to acknowledging a need for mental health care and reaching out for it. So we've come a long way, but we still have a long way to go. But yeah. Isn't that true about everything?
Yeah, absolutely. It's okay to not be okay. That's a phrase I always hear. So,
and then, yeah, that's right. And there's help. And I think that that's you know, one of the things that a lot of people struggle with the most is they either try to tell themselves that their situation's really not that bad and that they need to just buck up and get over it. Or they tell themselves that nobody would really understand my situation, or nobody would really understand what I'm going through. And then I think the other part is that, you know, it's not going to really work. That reaching out for help, talking to someone, maybe taking medications isn't really going to change things. And those are all... those are all fallacies and incorrect ways of thinking about it. So I would just encourage anybody, you know, who maybe is telling themselves some of those things about their situation, that there is hope, and that there are people who are able to help in situations, and to reach out and ask for that help.
You're speaking with Robin Cole, Executive Director with Pawnee Mental Health Services here. We're going to pause here and take a break, but we'll come back. More to get to here with Robin, including an ag assistance program we're going to talk about next here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.